This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
It comes down to, like, would you rather take the sixth best offensive lineman in a draft because you have a need on the offensive line, or the best safety? If you got the best guy at his position in the draft and he's going to come in and play for you right away, you think he's a difference maker, that's exciting. We sent in multiple area scouts. We got information from Virginia. We got information from Marshall. We talked to people in his hometown. I mean, we basically did as much as we could. And in the end, we made the decision to pick him. He's going to flourish here with us. We think we have a great scheme for him to be his very best. And our whole room is back. You look at Kyle Van Noy and what he's done in two seasons. Odafe, double-digit sacks last year. Tavius is another guy. Like, he's a Raven. I mean, the way that guy plays, he fits us. Ajabo has overcome injuries. Still a very, very talented player. He's so hungry. And then you take Mike Green, you put him in the mix. We got six really good, intriguing football players.
Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM. That was on the Lounge podcast. Talking about, well, we get to the Green pick in its, own isolated thing here in a second, but adding him to the mix in the state of the pass rush heading into this season. Last year, Ravens finished, what, second in sacks? 2 years ago, they were the number one team in sacks. So they've been getting to the quarterback. However, last year, the win rate, because nerd stats, Vinny, just don't apply to baseball. The win rate was not high for the Ravens. And that includes Odafe Oweh, who did get his 10 sacks, which was great for a guy at 13 total heading into last year. So you want to be more dynamic, disruptive, like they were 2 years ago when he made it to the AFC Championship game. Mike Green, we have no idea what he's going to bring to the table. Hasn't played a game yet. He'll be at rookie minicamp this weekend. But Eric DaCosta sounds very optimistic that this year's team will be able to be much more effective getting to the quarterback a year following finishing second in sacks.
Right. And the thing is, Bob, the year before that, when they were number one, if I was a betting man, I would say that Clowney's win weight was probably pretty damn good. Because I thought, you know, he created a lot of stuff, you know, and hit a lot of quarterbacks. Now, back to the room now, you know, Oweh, we'll see. I mean, Oweh gets sacks with stunts, and every now and then he'll beat the guy to the outside. Otherwise, it's usually he's chasing, you know, or he's flushed. You know, it's effort sacks. Van Noy beats people. You know, I mean, he's a guy that beats people. And Ajabo, talented. Yeah, when he came out of Michigan, he was a talent. He hadn't shown that talent lately, especially last year. I'm a huge Ajabo guy. I loved Ajabo coming out. I thought it was an awesome pick, but I've been disappointed. Last year, I was extremely, to me, he was like Velcro. He was like the mechanical man, like he didn't have a plan. You know, and Adisa Isaac, we hadn't seen yet. You know, so that's going to be interesting. So, fair. I mean, yeah. And Mike Green, talent-wise, natural rushers, Mike Green's going to be the best one of them all, I believe. You know, I mean, because he's got the bend. He's got what, you know, a natural speed-type pass rusher can do. So, and Tavius Robinson, I think, is a phenomenal run player. You know, and he'll get a sack with effort and stuff, but he's not a natural pass rusher. Mike Green is probably the most natural pass rusher of them all. And I'm looking for, I can't wait to see him on Sunday. Because I think that dude, like, if he didn't have the off-the-field stuff, they're not even sniffing him.
Sure, he's gone first round.
Way earlier.
But you still have Matt at BK. You're removed from 13 and a half sacks.
Yep.
We've been talking about Travis Jones disrupting for a couple of years now, as he's entering into a possible big payday sort of season. So there are other guys there that can create pressure.
Well, if we went back, I'll bet you, Bob, Hamilton had like four. The secondary had quite a secondary and linebackers. You know, Patrick Queen had what, like five?
Back to 24?
Yeah.
Didn't or 23, rather. I'm right on you. Keep going.
Hamilton had probably four sacks.
Well, let's see. Queen at 3.5.
Okay.
Hamilton at 3, and I believe they were all in the same game.
Might have been.
Let's see here.
Humphrey?
Matt Abike at 13. Clowney at 9.5. Got a bonus on that. Marlon Humphrey, where are you there, Marlon?
But that was his bad year.
Well, that was the year he was hurt and was getting smoked. As a DB, Marlon Humphrey, come on, man. He had zero sacks, so there's that. Tavis Robinson at 1, Brett Urban at 3, Broderick Washington at 2, Simpson at 1, Washington at 1, Ajabo at 1. I mean, they had 60 sacks that year, but outside of Hamilton and Darius Washington, Vinny, it looks like very few.
Yeah, I think
Arthur Millett had 2.
Okay.
My bad, Arthur Millett.
So I would think that Roquan had none.
He had 1.5.
Okay. So I think that Hamilton will create more. Because, Bob, he didn't really become that all-around guy till about mid-season. You know? So mm-hmm. I think he'll be – I'm hoping that he has about 4 sacks this year.
Last year, Kyle Hamilton had 2 sacks.
Yeah. So I think, if he can get 4 sacks this year. But I think Matt Abike, I'm guessing, Bob, 8. You know, I don't think he ever sees 13.5 again.
Sure, but
I don't know if he'll get double digits.
What about Owe? We expect 10. We better get 10. Is that sort of where we're going here?
I think we flip a coin, Bob. I don't know.
Does he go back to the 5 sack a year guy or the guy that's double digits? Remember, 13.5 sacks in 3 years. Had 10 last year. And Van Noy's a year older, not to take away anything. His 2 best pass rush years have been the last 2 years with the Ravens.
Yeah, and where he's had the opportunity to get in shape in the offseason and be in shape when he came in. I would expect Van Noy to have 8 or more, just because he's a natural pass rusher and he's smart and he knows every counter in the book. So I would expect him to be successful. If you throw Green in there and he's creating havoc, you know, that's going to open up things for more of the inside guys and stuff. So the better Green is, I think the better it is for the inside guys.
And getting back to the first cut we heard from Eric DaCosta, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob, Eddie V. Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Ryan Ripken, Ripping It with Ryan, starts at noon. It's Featured Artist Friday. If you missed it yesterday, we'll jam together coming up here at 10:15. Tegan Starks. And to me, you know, I've never run a draft room. I watch it on TV like everybody else, but best safety in the draft, or the fifth or sixth best offensive lineman in the draft.
Yeah.
Basically what Eric was saying.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Because the thing is, you know, I mean, he was the first safety to go. So kind of what you can look at too, Bob, is, all right, the sixth best offensive lineman, is he worthy of the 27th pick? You know, where do you have him graded? I mean, that's what it comes down to. What do you think of him? You know, he's your sixth best, you know, and the other five are gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all right. So then all of a sudden he becomes our best O-lineman. So, I mean, they had Malachi Starks rated higher. Got no problem with that. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's why you watch all that film. That's why you do all those things. And you just follow your board. And I'm guessing in their mind, you know, like you go into the draft, Bob, saying, damn, I hope that we, you know, if we could, when we get to 27, if we can have like choice of these three, that'd be great. You know, and if all three are there, you know, then you've already decided. But I mean, we've heard Malachi Starks forever, and we've heard Eric talk about Malachi Starks. And then I think the other thing is, okay, I'm guessing Josh Simmons was the guy, you know, the other offensive lineman.
Ohio State.
And, yeah. And does he, who helps us more? You know, Malachi Starks comes in and he starts at free safety. Plus, he lets Kyle Hamilton become Kyle Hamilton. You know, so I mean, that, and Josh Simmons, he probably starts at left guard. So what helps us more?
Right. Left guard, an integral part of your line, no doubt about it. But it's 5-7 the Fan Orioles tonight. Host Kansas City. The Royals come to town, start of a 3-game series. Kansas City just swept Tampa. We'll get into that later in the show. AL East report. Orioles take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, trying to start May. On a more positive note than April went, Dean Kramer is taking on Michael Wacha, battle of veteran right-handers. We'll talk about that and more with Rich Dubroff later in the program. Ryan Ripken will be joining us, as we said, at noon. Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA playoffs, a lot of crazy stuff going on there, big fight stuff. And if you're a boxing fan, starting today, Pat McAfee's going to be there. It's Fatal Fury at the Times Square. They got the ring set up and everything. 3 world champions fighting and all that good stuff. We'll talk about that during the whip around. But we got a busy day. You want to join us, feel free to get in. Featured Artist Friday. Who we jamming to? You'll find out next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Orioles just took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, trying to stabilize a little bit. Kansas City, not a powerful team in regards to home runs hit, but they're on kind of a heater. Orioles just trying to start May on a much more positive note than most of April went for them. We'll talk to Rich Dubrow at BaltimoreBaseball.com about that. Ryan Ripken will be joining us, Ripken with Ryan, coming up at noon. If you want to comment on it, big story in the Baltimore Sun today, written by Jacob Calvin Meyer. I think it was. How the players are like, all this, oh, I'm cussed, BS about the loss to clubhouse. First of all, most people haven't been in it, right, which is true. You try to get your little tidbits to try to stir a narrative that's not true. They're like, no, that is not true at all. We've got his back 100%. We have to play better. It's as simple as that.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Marlon Humphrey.
Right.
Zach Wurst keeming us up. We're sucking. Well, he didn't name the couple of guys that were, but he said, it's not the coaching, it's the execution of things. You know, Brandon Hyde's not going, I know you got second and third, nobody out. Why don't you pop out to left field? And the next two guys, yes, go ahead and strike out. They fight for him, and they're fighting. Are they bad? Sure. Until they get to 500, we can't even get. Hey, Kansas City was stinking a week and a half ago. Then they got hot. They were 6 games below .500. Orioles aren't done, but they're in trouble until they prove otherwise. So that series starts tonight against the Royals.
You know where a lot of that stuff comes from, Bob, is like
angry fans?
No. Well, like where the media gets it, that the players aren't happy. A lot of times, because players don't talk, you know, most times they don't talk unless they're, you know, angry. But agents. Agents are the ones that media call. How's your player doing? Well, you know, he's...
Well, there's always a, and you know this, an unnamed source within the organization.
Oh, no doubt.
That starts popping off.
Yep.
About things.
I've been there. Yeah, well, no doubt.
What do you think, Nolan? I know you're not against firing Brandon Hyde if things continue to spiral.
I stand by it.
But.
Stand by it, yeah.
Are you buying that the clubhouse is in disarray and they all hate Brandon Hyde and this is all just window dressing for the fans?
I mean, the team that I've seen for 90% of the year suggests that they didn't want to be there. I mean, just the way that they were playing, the way that they were performing, that's my observation as a fan. They're 100% right. We're not in the clubhouse, so we're kind of making assumptions. But my whole point was that if he did lose the locker room or if he wasn't getting this team to show improvement or be able to dig themselves out of this early season hole, then you can't rule out firing the manager.
Now, like when Ray Miller replaced Davey Johnson back in the 90s, he lost the clubhouse. I mean, that was a team that had been a back-to-back ALCS. They had all these veteran players. It was more of a veteran, Layton. It wasn't a young team. That was a veteran team. And Mike Bordick will tell you, who was on said team, that Ray Miller lost. He won on one post-game presser when they did it from his office. Or he's like, go ask them. They're the ones making all the money. Why don't you ask them, paraphrasing, why they're 5 games below .500 or something stupid like that. Brandon Hyde would never do that. And that comes with some level of respect. And by the way, for those of us who watch the games, yeah, they suck now. They have won more than any team in baseball other than the Dodgers going back to 2 years. So there is a track record of success, not just some doofus with his finger up his nose watching things pass in front of him with no clue what's really happening.
I think a lot of it, Nolan, is because these guys are young and because they compete their ass off when the game's tight. I don't think they're all used to being high draft picks, greatest at what they've done. They don't know how to handle. You get down five. They don't know how to handle the adversity.
Well, I disagree with that to some level because they were one of the best teams in baseball coming from behind 2 years ago. I don't think they've known how to handle this losing for the better part of 7 months.
That's
we've talked about it a billion times. This is the first adversity they face long term. They were down 5-0 last year. 5-0 second inning. You thought they were done? Hell no. They were going to come back, make it a ball game, and more often times than not, win it. Now they're down 5-0. Might as well be 15-0 until they change that narrative. Yeah, the adversity they're facing now is since July 1st of last year, we suck. And the record says that they suck.
The article that Jacob wrote, I mean, I wouldn't expect...
Oh, what is JCM? Thank you.
Right. I was just going off of you. Oh, okay. I didn't look. I'm sorry.
Thanks for backing me
whoever
up.
Whoever wrote
like
it.
Shaq and Billy Ray Bates last week.
Anyway. Following your lead. Anyway, I wouldn't expect anyone to go on the record in the media this early in the season and say, oh, no, Hyde sucks. But is that truly how they feel about him? I mean, how many times on this show have we talked about or assumed that guys are rubbed the wrong way about the lineup changes every day?
Well, I'm sure there's frustration.
Right. So, I mean, it's not like everything is hunky-dory across the board. But if they have his back, I'll admit that that stuff matters. It does matter. And it's better than the alternative, which is a mutiny or players publicly going out there saying, oh, this guy stinks. Get him out of here.
Well, the other thing is I think, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I think being a baseball manager might be the most difficult of all sports. Biggest reason, I mean, I've been in one clubhouse.
It was Jacob Calvin Meyer. I just had to confirm that. JCM, what's up, boy?
I've been in one clubhouse, and I was in Milwaukee's, Bob, and I don't know how a man, because half the dudes in the locker room don't speak English. You know, I mean, that's...
Well, you have interpreters and everything there, too.
I know, but when you're talking to your team, you know, you got interpreter. You know, it's hard to communicate with your team when, you know, a lot of your guys don't understand what you're saying.
I think you could still convey your message. You know what communicates best? Winning.
Right.
That's the universal... everyone understands that language. Hey, we're 15-2 in our last 17 games. Me bueno.
Well, I think Vinny does make a good point. It is different than other sports. Like, look at the NBA. I mean, is there anyone in the NBA that isn't speaking English? Football, National Football League? I mean, it is different in that regard. And, you know, a lot of baseball is based on reading guys' emotions. You're making all your matchup decisions on who's hot, who's cold. You know, where's this guy at mentally right now? And it's the longest season. So I think in that way, it is a little bit more difficult.
Jacob Calvin Meyer says otherwise. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get out. We have time for a call. Let's do it. Let's go out to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's happening? On this featured artist Friday, it's Elton John.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can get on some sad songs for me. That was my favorite Elton John.
Sad songs, Nolan.
You know I'm on that 80s pop guy. But anyway, I want to talk about the Orioles, and in particular, two people. Adley Rutschman and Gunda Henderson. A lot of this blame, and I don't care who like this, I put on it. Now, at what point do the Orioles start reassessing them? Because you're thinking about investing $750 million in these two players. With that kind of money hoovering, and they really haven't produced like they should have produced maybe the last year or whatever, at what point do you start reassessing them and looking at them? Because I put a lot of this on blame. Bob, back in the day, we used to phrase a term, oh, Mike Young carried the team in 1985. Larry Sheets carried the team. When have we last said that about Rutschman or Gunnar Henderson?
Well, probably last year for Gunnar. 2 years ago, Adley's call-up kind of started this renaissance of not being bad. Anthony Santander no longer here. He could get hot. Hey, Ryan Mountcastle could carry the team.
Right, but with these two, like I said, our struggles the end of last year and this year, what have they done? And do you start reassessing, thinking about investing all this money in them long term?
Well, Gunnar, absolutely not. This guy's a stud. He's going to be a star for many years. With Samuel Basayo waiting in the wings, I mean, Does Adley move to first base? I mean, he is kind of older since he was drafted in 2019. I don't think we reassess yet. If this becomes another year of this, then you really have to start reevaluating things.
Okay, I was just wondering, because like I said, our struggles began in the second half of last year, and Gunnar went into a long home run drought, and we know they both did during the playoffs for 2 years or whatever. I was just asking, like I said, at what point do you start reassessing those two? Because they are supposed to be the cornerstone of this franchise, and like I said, they haven't come through for us in a while.
Well, you know, they were both starters in the All-Star game last year, and, you know, the Orioles did make the playoffs 2 years in a row, Tony, and as you remember, that was something that wasn't happening a lot in previous seasons.
Right. Okay. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, thanks.
Get my sad songs on, Nolan.
Yeah, sad songs. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan. We'll come back, reset for you. Got draft profiles. Got two of them coming up around 10:45. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talk about rookie camp coming up this week. 11:15, it's the whip around. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTypes.com. Buzz Williams had a big week. Hey, Maryland's in bracketology, and they didn't even have this new recruit yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
410-583-1057. Orioles tonight taking on the Royals. Start of a three-game set. Kansas City just swept Tampa. Orioles took 2 out of 3 from the New York Yankees. It's now April, or whatever. It's now May. April sucked for the Orioles. Was sucky for Kansas City until they got hot. Ravens rookie camp coming up this weekend. Open to the media on Sunday.
Yeah, they're working out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
But only open Sunday.
Yeah. We're 11:30 is practice. 1:15 is talk to the players.
And then the schedule's the 14th. Then it's OTAs. Yep. And that train just keeps on moving down
before,
the line.
Before you know it, Bob, it's June 6th. We're at mandatory minicamp.
What's today? May 2nd?
Yeah.
Nolan, I'm counting. June, July, August. In 4 months, Maryland has already played a game.
Whew.
Yeah. And we'll be getting ready. There's preseason will probably be done in the NFL. Hopefully, we're talking about the Orioles in a pennant stretch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then NHL and NBA will be getting ready for training camp. And they're not even done the playoffs yet. All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Chris at Parkville. Chris, thanks for holding. What's up?
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your guys' take on, to me, I think there's something that's not being talked about. The first and second pick in the draft was like, to me, I think that had a, you know, that was awesome. Just those first two picks specifically to the defense. But I haven't heard anyone talking about having Chuck Pagano back in the building. I think we should see a marked difference in the defense and how you have your two cornerbacks, you know, Starks opposite Hamilton. The flexibility you have there is like huge, and they're both intelligent. Their football IQs are good, and I just wanted to hear you guys' take on that. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Good point, too, the old Pagano factor.
Yeah,
man.
I think that's a good point, and the reason why is, you know, Chuck was there at the beginning of when they implemented the defense and stuff, so he's been through Rex Ryan and through all these guys, you know, so, and he's been a head coach, and he's done his own thing. So Chuck will be able to add a lot, you know, like you've got, because, you know, you got Hamilton start, you got like mad scientist stuff that you can do with certain pieces, and Chuck has seen it, you know, whereas Zach Orr is like, he doesn't have the knowledge, and it, you know, he's been a coordinator now for 1 year, and Chuck's been for a bunch of years, so Chuck has seen a lot. And we'll be able to, yeah, think about this, Zach, and those kind of things. So, yeah, I think that is a very good point, because from day one, because Dean Pease didn't come in until, you know, sixth game or whatever, fifth game, whatever it was. Whereas now Pagano's in through all the installation in the offseason and stuff, which is, like to call it, that is big.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to PT in Towson. PT, what's happening on this Friday?
Jake, you know I'm a huge Hyde fan, but I hear what Nolan's saying as far as, you know, guys getting picked off second base, getting picked off third base, you know, some of the fielding sloppy. You got to look to the coach for that. But you know, I'm confident it's going to turn. You know I'm confident it's going to turn around.
You know, there are, I'm not trying to kiss Brandon Hyde's ass. Let me stress that. There's a reason you hire assistant coaches.
Right.
And there are position coaches. It's not, you think Brandon Hyde just sitting there going, that's cool.
Get picked off today.
Yeah, or John Harbaugh. Why is that our 10th penalty today, guys?
Yeah. Why are you jumping off sides?
There are people that are brought in to kind of handle that situation.
Right. No, I'm 100% with Hyde. I can just see where people's frustration is, and I don't want a guy picked off third base. But transitioning over, my question today is for you, Vinny. It's the same thing. I think, guys, if you lead the league in penalties – you can't fire all the players. You've got to look at the coach. So my question to you, Vinny, if you're the general manager of the Ravens this year.
Do you real quick, do you like Harbaugh? Are you a Harbaugh thumbs up, thumbs down? Were you there?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm down the middle. Listen, since Ray Lewis has been gone, what's his record in the playoffs? And he does have the best quarterback in the NFL. You know, arguably, over the last 5 years.
Well, he's up there for sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. I'm just, Harb
should not drop that pass. You know, that here's the thing, PT, like with the assistant coaches and stuff. Let's say, you know, Ronnie Stanley, you know, gets holding or O lineman get holding penalties. All right, they're reaching from the outside. Okay, how many times do you think the O line coaches have said tight hands? Keep your hands in tight. Keep your hands in tight. You know, and here's what you do, PT. If it's the same guy making the penalties time after time after time, you know, and you've talked to him time after time and he keeps doing it, you replace him. That's what you do. But if it's like Ronnie one time, Lindenbaum another time, you know, Rosengarten another time, you know, I mean, it's just about fundamentals. That's what it's about, you know, and you work on it. The nice thing about football is you got a week to work on it and watch the film and study it. You know, whereas baseball, it's right the next day. But, I mean, you don't think the coaches are trying to work on them keeping your hands in tight, keeping your hands in tight? You know, when a guy starts to get tired and stuff, that's when, you know, you kind of get lazy and you forget about your fundamentals and that. You know, why is Wiggins grabbing a guy when he runs 4-2? Why are you doing that? You know, and you don't think that they're trying to get Wiggins not to be grabbed. And every corner we talk about in college, in the draft, he's grabby. You know, they grab. And they run 4-2. They don't need to grab. You know, so, I mean, it's about the fundamentals and it's about the basics. And they're working their ass off to try to get him to do it. But the guy who gets blamed in the long, look at the NHL. They got nine guys got fired. Nine. You know, so the head coach is the one that's responsible for the whole thing. If things go bad, it's the head coach getting fired.
Right, and nobody knows this better than you, Vinny. I know that if you lead the league in penalties, at the end of the day, man, it's got to be the coach because he's the one responsible for it. Somebody's going to be held responsible for it. You're not going to cut them, or you could cut one player, but like you're saying, if they're tired and then they're committing penalties, it's up to the coach to get the message across and to get them in better shape. Whatever it takes, you cannot lead the league in penalties. And I'll tell you, I was obviously, as you guys were as well, losing to the Raiders in Cleveland. That's why the season was lost, well, because we had to go to freaking Buffalo.
I hear your bent. We got it. Clock integrity is kind of important around here, but PT thinks the Orioles are going to win the World Series. Cool with Hyde. And John Harbaugh's probably going to the Hall of Fame. Let's get his ass out of here. Hey, where do you stand on Harbs before we go to the break real quick?
Oddly enough, I am a Harbaugh guy.
There you go. Look at this. It's crazy. It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan Draft Profiles, plural, coming up next, talking about the last two guys and their DBs. So stick around for that. Jonah Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talk about upcoming rookie minicamp. And hey, that Derrick Henry extension, which is inevitable, we believe. Whip around left 15 times going on in the world of sports last night. Big pugilistic weekend. If you're one of the few like me that still follows that sort of thing. And Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Buzz Williams is creating a buzz. But there was a spring football game last week. If a tree falls in the woods, right?
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Those two corners were guys that I looked at a couple weeks ago and saw them differently, but the same. Really good players. Guys that had they gone the fourth round, you'd have been like, that's a good pick. Both corners, very athletic guys. One, you know, Kone's taller. Longerbeam's a little shorter. Mm-hmm. But Longerbeam is a great off-man player. Ball skills, ball hawk, tough.
That's Eric DeCosta on the Lounge Podcast talking about two cornerbacks selected in the sixth round of last weekend's draft. We're going to Western Michigan mm-hmm. and to the Big Ten, yes, in Rutgers.
Yeah, Bahal Cone. Western
Cone
Michigan.
Cone A, it sounded like.
Cone A. 6'1", 190, ran 4.43. Now, he only had a 31-inch vertical jump, a 10.4 broad jump. So he went to Iowa Central Junior College in 2020. And then in 2021, he was at Iowa Central Junior College. And he had, in 2020, he had 7 PBUs. In 2021, 6 PBUs. Now, 22, he went to Indiana State. And then he started 8 games there, had 34 tackles, 6 PBUs, missed the second half of the season with an injury. 2023, Western Michigan, had 4 starts, played in all 12 games, had 42 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 8 PBUs, 1 interception. 2024, at Western Michigan, started all 13 games, had 70 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 1 interception, 9 PBUs. So in the 5 years that he played, 7 PBUs, 6 PBUs, 6 PBUs, 8 PBUs, 9 PBUs. So he got his hands on a lot of balls. His strengths, he's got good size, speed, plays the ball in the air very well, 36 career PBUs. Very good read and react, reads quarterback's eyes and zone very good, good feet and hips, good job in press, good hand, gets hands on receivers. He can turn and run in press, shows catch-up speed, good patience in press coverage. Good route recognition, plays ball in the air well, good height to play the ball. Weakness, he's got short arms. He'll allow separation getting out of his pedal. He needs work on his pedal. Needs work fundamentally tackling. He's got strength taking on blockers. Question his hands. Got a ton of PBUs. Where's the picks? You know, that's the thing. In summary, he has good size and ball production. He'll help right away on teams. I like his potential. But he's going to need work on strength versus blocking and tackling and footwork on transition. He's a good athletic, has good athletic ability, and has a big ceiling because of his athletic ability and PBU ability. Check his hands. Now, Bob, this kid's going to help on teams, and we'll see. He's a very good athlete. He's got size, you know, and he just needs to clean up. You know, he's been at junior college. He's been at small schools. So with, you know, Pagano and some of these guys coaching him up, getting his fundamentals right, he's got talent. He's got ability. He can run. So start out on teams. And this is a guy that we should see through OTA's mini camp, and then we should see a big jump maybe when we get to training camp. You know, maybe these kind of guys have replaced the Armour Davises of the world. Now, longer beam from Rutgers, 5'11", 175, ran 4.39. 36.5 vertical, 11'2" broad jump, 6'7", three cones, freakish. Now, 31.5 arms. So in 2020, played in 5 games with COVID. 21 played in all 13 games, 1 start. 30 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, 10 PBUs. 22, he played in 10 games, 6 starts, 36 tackles, 6 PBUs. 23, honorable mention, all Big Ten. Started 13 games, 43 tackles, 10 PBUs. In 2024, he was the captain. Honorable mention, all Big Ten again. 11 starts, 11 PBUs. So he's, and his strength, Bob, he's got speed, athletic ability, good quicks. He like his compete. He gets hands on balls. Quick feet, quick plant drive. He can turn, run, good leaping ability. Go up, get the ball. He's got a burst, good mirror. He can cover man-to-man on teams. Good cover man on teams. Good change of direction. Good feet and hips to mirror. Good awareness and zone and good ball skills. 42 career PBUs. Weakness, he's got a small frame. Strength as a tackler. No, he doesn't have strength as a tackler. He's a drag down tackler. Must get hands on receivers in press. Strength versus big receiver. Doesn't play strong, and he's got short arms. I said Robert's a very good athlete that has good speed, quickness. Would have to play in the slot because of his size and strength. Gets his hands on a lot of balls, has good eyes, awareness, and zone. He should be good on coverage, but his strength and tackling are his limitations, right? Bob, he's a wiry, small dude that tackling is not great. And, you know, against big receivers, he's going to struggle big time because he doesn't have the strength. So he needs to develop. He needs to gain some weight, get stronger, and become a better tackler. I mean, that's why they go, you know, in the sixth round, you don't have everything. Right. You know, that's why you go in the sixth round, because you need some things. These guys need technique work. This one, Robert needs to get stronger. But they've got athletic ability, which gives them a chance.
Spitty and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk more about the rookie class of 25. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, coming up next. Rookie camp coming up this weekend. Open to the media on Sunday. Whip around 11:15. Tons going on in the world of sports last night and today. Stick around for that. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Buzz Williams getting it done. What's happening with football? However, spring game was almost a week ago. What did we get out of that? And by the way, I just saw a commercial as I was multitasking. Nolan, you a fan of Reese's Cups?
It's the best candy out there.
How about the one now that has peanut butter and jelly in it? I need a moment, Jonas Schaefer, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.